Hi, Q107. Who might this be?
Oh, this is Javed Jaffrey.
Javed Jaffrey.
Yes.
That's an outstanding name, Javed. Are you calling about rock trivia this afternoon?
Yes, I am.
The question was, what 2 years did Aerosmith release Dream On as a single? Do you happen to know?
I'm going to take a guess at it. The first time it came out was in 1973, and I think it was re-released in 76.
Javed, you know your Aerosmith history.
Okay,
73
great.
And 76 are indeed the 2 years. In 73, Dream On hit number 59 in the Billboard charts, and it was re-released in February of 1976, and it went all the way up to number 6. You and nine of your friends are off to Psychedelic Thursday this coming Thursday night at Rock and Roll Heaven for the Aerosmith Scraps Canadian Premiere Video Release Party. And we also have a copy of the poster called The Jam, A Rock and Roll History Part 1, and the board game of Trafficking, the board game that actually spoofs social reality. I guess we better hear Dream On, don't you think, Mr. Jaffrey?
Yeah, that would be nice.
And you stay on the line. I want to find out where we can find you so we can pass along all those wonderful prizes to you. Merry Christmas to you, Jaffrey. What is your favorite radio station and what station do you have on every Sunday afternoon?
Q107, of course, Toronto's best rock.
97, Toronto's best rock, and the song that was the subject of our psychedelic rock trivia question this afternoon. That song, Dream On, from Aerosmith. What 2 years was it released as a single? 1973 and 1976, the correct answer. Javed Jaffrey, who lives in Scarborough, was the winner of all of our prizes today. Should be a good one. Sounds like an Aerosmith fan. And we'll see him down at Rock and Roll Heaven this coming Thursday night at the Scraps Video Release Party. All right, Nilsson, Harry Nilsson, that's who it is, jumping to the fire, and his Zeppelin off the front, taking you down to Jamaica from Houses of the Holy. Shortly past two, Andy Frost in here with you, and Tommy James in the shot.